The image most often associated with Buddhist meditation is that of a sitting Buddha in a cross-legged posture. While such a representation is undoubtedly inspirational and aesthetically pleasing, it unfortunately suggests to the uninitiated that meditation is a static, statue-like pursuit practiced only in meditation halls. If meditation is to have any relevance today in everyday life, it has to be done at home. This does not mean just your residence, but wherever your attention happens to reside. To meditate at home requires a hands-on, dynamic approach that is not restricted to any particular time, place, or posture. When applied in this way, it becomes integrated into the ordinary activities of life and becomes the basis for a meditative lifestyle in the home and the routine of everyday life. Yet it has to be acknowledged that integrating meditation into daily life is not so easy. Therefore, you need to purposely set yourself up to do it. Good intention is not enough. There has to be commitment. So consider your priorities. What is more important? Many hours spent on the internet or sitting in front of the TV screen against the benefit of your well-being of half an hour or so of sitting meditation. The regular daily home sit is the anchor for the practice, even if it is only used as a form of mental hygiene for unstressing. As a meditator, the daily practice sit will greatly contribute towards harmonizing your family and work relationships. Essentially, meditating at home is about paying attention to the normal routine of the day. The actual meaning of attention indicates its practice. To attend upon, to be present with. So by being attentive, presence of mind is developed. While there are degrees of attention, down to lack of attention, it can be said that there are two types, ordinary attention, which tends to be automated attention, and the intentionally deployed attention that is developed in meditative attention. Focused attention is bare attention, that is, just registering what is happening without reaction from a receptive state of mind, while the deployed mode of attention is applied when any kind of movement or action is done, including active reflective thought on things observed. So what do you pay attention to? Your own mind and body. There are four areas to establish one's attention on. The body. Either tuning in to its elemental quality and or sensations or actively monitoring body movements and physical actions. Then there's one's feelings, knowing the feeling tone as pleasant, unpleasant or neutral, not to be confused though with emotion. Monitoring mind states, that is happiness, sadness, calm, elation, depressed, etc. Then there's the mental content. The things of the mind, for example, thinking, concepts, ideas, one's story. Whatever is the predominant experience in any of these four spheres of attention, it is used as a frame of reference to help guide the practice of paying meditative attention to whatever is happening in your body and mind from moment to moment. It's important then to get your bearings. So it is a matter of literally coming to your senses, by being attentive at one of the six sense doors. These are the five senses, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, plus the sixth sense or mind door, which is the consciousness or knowing. By being present with bare attention at any of these six sense doors, you can observe what is happening between the senses and their objects during a sense impression. One thing to notice when watching at a sense door during a sense impression is the feelings that arise. If the feeling is unpleasant, a negative reaction occurs. If it's pleasant, grasping arises. Thus, the mind is mostly just reacting, liking, disliking. The result is that you are being caught in the conditioned cycle of suffering at the linkage of feeling and grasping. But there is no need to be. By intercepting the primary feeling at a sense door without the associated emotion, the feeling will go no further. Therefore, no attachments, no or disliking. End of story. End of suffering. The ability to home in is really the key to the practice. Get your bearings at a sense door and keep in mind the four areas of attention. Success in doing so also depends very much on the way you are relating to things, witnessing the experience rather than automatically reacting to it. Having an attitude of acceptance of all thoughts, feelings and mind states without discrimination or selection. So by developing a non-reactive awareness, it will enable you to be more receptive and intimate with what is observed. For awareness to deepen, continuity of attention, which gives momentum to the practice, needs to be maintained for at least a few hours in the day. Continuity arises through careful and precise attention to movements, actions, feelings and mind states, whatever is prominent, for as long as possible in whatever situation you are in during the daily routine. Nothing can be dismissed as unimportant. Domestic chores, eating, cleaning your teeth. Any and every movement and activity is repeatedly noted in order to establish the habit so that it becomes, as it were, second nature to note during the daily active routine. Of course, this is not easy to establish, and so it requires patience, perseverance, and a sense of humour, especially when you feel frustrated by constant forgetfulness. Set yourself up to do a daily mindfulness exercise using triggers as reminders. Such a trigger can be every time there is contact with water to remind you to be present with whatever you're doing while you are doing it. So what are the situations at home when you come into contact with water? Washing your hands, the dishes, out in the garden, washing the dog, etc. If you succeed only once in paying full attention, it can be the start of establishing the habit of being mindful at home. It is helpful to reinforce your efforts by reviewing or taking stock of your mindfulness at the end of the day. You can record your efforts in a meditation diary, so long as you do not make judgments on the quality of the practice or be discouraged by blank pages. It's important to maintain that daily meditation sits at home as a way of sustaining and stabilizing your practice. With a busy life, it is easy to convince yourself that you really haven't the time anymore to maintain the regular sitting, or when you are feeling tired, you are inclined to just want to drop it. Naturally, when you get stressed or overtired, there is resistance to facing the stress by meditating. But it is usually only initial resistance you have to face before you go through it. Also, do not evaluate your practice in a negative light, thinking if the meditation isn't of sufficient good quality, you're wasting your time. It is all grist for the mill. You must persist, as it is vital to maintain the habit of practice to get the long-term benefits. It is worth quoting from His Holiness the Dalai Lama for the more compassionate aspect of the practice. Quote, "I myself feel, and also tell other Buddhists, that the question of nirvana will come later. There is not much hurry. But if in day-to-day life you lead a good life, honestly, with love, with compassion, with less selfishness, then automatically it will lead to nirvana. Opposite to this, if we talk about nirvana, talk about philosophy, but do not much bother about day-to-day practice, then you may reach a false nirvana, but will not reach the correct nirvana, because your daily practice is nothing. We must implement the teaching in daily life." End of quote. There is a saying that the beginning and end of a journey are essentially the same. This is especially true of meditation. For there is nowhere you need to go to discover your true nature other than where you are right now, meditating at your home base.